Cindy, good morning. Really appreciate your time.
I am so excited to be here. Hi, Chris, and hi, Harrison.
Thanks so much for joining us. I am curious, as a small business owner in Wake County, what are the biggest challenges that you face on a daily basis?
Well, I think that we probably have some things specific to Wake County, and I think, or our community, and then I think there are some things that are probably markers that you'd see throughout the country. I mean, the biggest thing is that regardless of what industry you're in, more or less, there's probably some big box equivalency or a big box store that offers what you do, at least on some level. And then on a, you know, you're always competing with the internet. There's always, you know, some new form of what you do online. So you have to remain nimble and you have to remain responsive and aware of what's going on in those areas so that you can see how that impacts your business and how you either worry about it and try to confront it, or you say, oh, you know, that's not a threat to me or to what I'm doing, and I'm going to keep plowing ahead. I think one of the specific things for Wake County is that we are continue to grow so exponentially. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you know, like, where else in the country do you have, what, like 60 people a day moving to the area? I think that's one of the last averages I heard in a shop local meeting. And so I think you really have to be aware of, with that growth, what are customers looking for? You know, obviously you want to have a product and provide a service that you stand behind, and it's why you opened your doors, why you built your business, but you also don't want to be stagnant. So if you've got, you know, a wave of 20 and 30 something young professionals coming to the area who may not send flowers in the way that your existing customers do, how are they sending flowers? How do they want flowers to be part of what they buy or how they communicate, and staying aware of that? And also watching where people are moving from, because sometimes those markets can give you an indication of what those customers moving to your area or potential customers moving to your area might want.
Let me piggyback on a couple of those real quick. You're part of the Shop Local Rally. You mentioned that. What does that Shop Local Rally mean to you and your business as a whole?
Well, it's been wonderful for me, both as a way to connect to the community and also as a way to find colleagues. My dad used to joke about, he was a longtime member of the, I grew up on Main Street, grew up in a family flower shop. My dad was always involved in the local Chamber of Commerce or Retailers Association, and he would joke and say, misery loves company, because small business owners. So, you know, you have a lot of joys, but there are a lot of, you know, balls to juggle with a lot of things going on. And so for me, membership in that organization, I've been on the board a few years now, has been like a college degree in how to connect with other vendors and things I've learned. It's like almost getting an MBA in small business ownership, because every board meeting we discuss not only the work of Shop Local Raleigh, but there are things that come up that really are specific to the needs of small business owners. You know, everything from where to advertise and, you know, connecting with maybe a potential insurance agent or somebody to help you with marketing or infrastructure. And it feels like you've got the resources of a major corporation behind you by belonging to this organization. So I think it's a really wonderful tool for small businesses, whether you're existing or you're new to, you know, what industry you're going into, to look at Shop Local as a great resource. And then Shop Local also has a really wonderful connection to the community. They do Brugaloo, they do Raleigh Christmas Parade, you know, a wonderful fall shopping and entertainment event at Dix Park. So there's falling into local. So there's a little bit of something going on all the time with Shop Local, including great resources that bring different vendors from the community into speak with small business community, like Tech Tuesdays. So for me, it's kind of multi-pronged, both with outreach, but then also internal.
Tell us a little bit about the English Garden and what the work you guys do there.
Great. Well, I am a third generation flower shop kid. So I grew up in my grandmother and my parents' shop, as did my husband. His grandmother and his mother had a flower shop. We did not know that when we got together, but that was, you know, a pretty ironic thing. And so I had been around it all my life, the flower industry, my whole life. I'd worked in some other fields, had taken a little break to be a stay-at-home mom for a while and was ready to get back into the workforce. And we decided, well, you know, let's give this a go and see what happens. So we opened late 2006 and fast forward to 2024, and we are still married and still in business. We're a full-service flower shop. We're located in the Briar Creek area in 27617 zip code. You know where that is. We're off of Westgate Road, right beside Lone Rider. So we joke that, you know, you can come and buy your blooms and buds if you need to, or beer and buds, you know. And we service pretty much all of the Triangle. My logistics manager, Patrick, who manages our delivery, will look at me and say, do we go here? And I'm like, sure, of course we do. And so, you know, we do daily deliveries. We're open Monday through Saturday for that. And then we do a lot of weddings and events throughout the area. That's a, you know, big part of what we do as well. And I think we do a really great job working with couples to find both a balance between their flower vision and what they dream for their day, but also helping them manage the budget components of that service as well. And then one of my favorite things that we do is when we move to the building that we're in now, we're in sort of a big open format warehouse where you get to come in and see how the donuts are made. So you can walk in and you can see our coolers and our designers are working, and we've got a retail shop area and our, you know, great admin staff. Tammy will greet you at the door and help you with anything that you need flower-wise. And we have a big open classroom space. And so we do pretty much biweekly classes. We're starting to add to that a little bit. We have a new yoga and flower series coming up where you can come and take a great yoga class with Sharon McGregor from Serenity Farm and then leave with flowers or make your own bouquet. And then we just did a really fun cake and flowers decorating class. And this week we have a tropical flowers class where all the flowers are coming to us from a small family farm in Hawaii. So we have a little bit of something going on all the time in kind of our mission of helping people find their language through flowers and communicate through flowers, but also really trying to feel and wanting to be Raleigh's neighborhood flower shop.
That's outstanding stuff. Cindy Davis English, the founder and design principal at the English Garden, really appreciate the time and the perspective this morning and hope to have you back on the show again real soon.
It was such a pleasure. And as a small business owner, I cannot thank you enough for what you're doing with this series.
Thank you.
Really, really wonderful.
Thank you so much.